He was loyal, a believer in dignity, honor, and effort. In November of 1893, 2 years after he arrived in Galveston to open the Texas section of the new U.S. Weather Bureau, a government inspector wrote, "I suppose there is not a man in the service on station duty who does more real work than he. He takes a remarkable degree of interest in his work and has a great pride in making his station one of the best and most important in the country, as it is now." Upon first meeting Isaac, men found him to be modest and self-effacing, but those who came to know him well saw a hardness and confidence that verged on conceit. A New Orleans photographer captured this aspect in a photograph that is so good, with so much attention to the geometries of composition and light, it could be a portrait in oil. The background is black. Isaac's suit is black. His shirt is the color of bleached bone. He has a mustache and goatee and wears a straw hat, not the rigid cake plate variety, but one with a sweeping scimitar brim that imparts to him the look of a French painter or riverboat gambler. A darkness suffuses the photograph. The brim shadows the top of his face. His eyes gleam from the darkness. Most striking is the careful positioning of his hands. His right rests in his lap, gripping what could be a pair of gloves. His left is positioned in midair, so that the diamond on his pinky